Just how can you resist? You have no idea how it happened, really. Just one day, you began noticing the femininity of the female foot. Of course it doesn't help that your school has quite a few attractive teachers. Your grades slowly decline as you become enamored by the many feats you get to see every single day during class. Sometimes they wear heels, shaping their legs and ass. Sometimes on hot days, they wear sandals, showing off their bare and sometimes painted toes. Some have cute little stubby toes. Some have long and suckable toes. Fuck, is that starting to make your life miserable? Sometimes it takes a few moments for you to realize your mouth is agape. As you gaze at one of them, her legs crossed, her foot tapping the air, you can't help but the tightness in your pants. Can't help the sweat beating on your forehead. Can't help feeling that you're one giant pervert. Then you go home after school, every day, lock yourself in your room, and furiously jack off, with your mind full of teacher's feet, a whole day's worth of images burned into your brain. Every day for years it goes on, until one day, in your final year of high school, when you're asked to stay after class. And that will be all for today, class. Please remember your homework first thing tomorrow morning. Just place it on my desk as usual when you come in. Thank you. And oh, John, can you stay behind a moment? I need to talk to you before you go home, please. Do you know why I've kept you behind? No? Okay. Well, some of the other teachers, female teachers, of course, have been telling me about what you've been doing. Don't deny it. I've noticed, too. It's obvious, and you take no effort to even hide it. But I wonder why. Is it because you think we wouldn't notice? Think that we wouldn't notice as your eyes lower to the floor? Yes, I'm talking about you staring at our feet. It's all right. It's fine. It's a perfectly natural thing that you can't control. I understand that. You didn't choose this fetish. No one does. But I still need you to take some command of it. The other female teachers are a little put off by it. It may affect their teaching, and then they will have no choice but to talk to the headmistress. And then you'll likely get suspended, and everyone will know about your little kink. To be honest, I'm not that bothered by it. I understand the attraction. I've been told before how amazing my legs look while wearing black stockings and open-toed heels, like I am now. I'll tell you what. I will allow you to use my feet however you wish, and then you'll have to promise you'll stop looking at the other teacher's feet, including mine. I'm serious. You need some kind of outlet, and I can only assume jerking off isn't really doing it. So, my boy, take down those pants. And I'll show you, teacher, exactly what to do to my sexy little feet. But first you must agree. Say, I promise I'll no longer stare at the female teacher's feet. There. Good boy. Now I'll just lean back in my chair and relax and put my feet up on the desk. Just the right height, huh? Sorry? You're not sure what to do? I guess you've never been with a woman, let alone touched one's feet. Then I will guide you. Take off your pants. Good. Ah, such a manly cock for such a young man like you. Take your erect cock and rub it along my leather shoes. Oh, just like that. Oh, how does it feel? Good? Could tell. You're getting harder and harder as your pink little head grazes against the heel. It's been a while since a man has worshipped my feet. God, I remember how hard my ex-husband used to come while he pounded my pussy, unleashing his load inside me as he sucked my toes. Moaning, oh, his cock would throb so hard as he sucked and licked. Sorry. I shouldn't be talking about that to you. Or did that little story course pre-come from you? Rub it against my toes. Let it soak through my stocking and onto my skin. Yes, that's it. Rub that cock all over him. I bet you'd rather my shoes off, Go on. Unstrap the leather and get those pesky things out of the way. That's better. My toes are free to wiggle and stretch after a whole day of being confined to those shoes. There's just nothing better than taking off my heels after a long, hard day at work once I get home. I just wish I had a man to rub them, and then perhaps I'd give him a foot rub. Stick your cock between my feet. Yes. Feel the material rub against your hot skin as I run them along. So hard. So fucking veiny. Excuse my language. It's all in passion, I swear. Sex with my feet, yes. Make love to them. Wrap your strong fingers around my ankles. Move your hips back and forth. Thrust that cock between my soles. That feels fantastic, I bet. How many times did you imagine this very moment? Every day you were here in my class, did you think about it with the other teachers too? How about Miss Lovejoy? Don't you just love the way she always wears those short skirts? I bet you think of her legs look as great as her feet. Am I right? And let's not forget Mrs. Smith. Always wearing black. She's such an old-fashioned lady with her dresses and lace. I bet you just love to peel her boots off and unveil their sexy contents. I bet she paints her toenails black. And of course, Miss Archer, the PE teacher. I heard sometimes she goes barefoot when running a class out on the school field. I bet that drives you crazy, watching her bare soles press into the grass and come away slightly green and dirty from the earth. How eager are you to clean them off for her, I bet you would obey in an instant. But now you have me, always wearing stockings and heels, always teasing what lies beneath. Maybe one day you'll see. Maybe. God. How about you lie down on the floor at my chair? Oh, that's it. A foot job from your teacher. How does that feel? My feet running up and down, stroking, toes wrapped around, squeezing. It won't be long now before you blow. You've been building up all day. Normally you'd be home by now, most likely with your cock in hand. A mental image of one of your teachers in mind as you burst, coming all over yourself. Which one of us would you have in mind today, had I not asked you to stay? You're just saying that. I'm flattered anyhow. You're close. You're throbbing so much. Yes, come all over my stockings. All over my feet. Yes, now, please. Come. Yes. Wow. My God. You were really pent up. That's so much. Well, I just hope this will be enough to make you think before you start staring at our feet again. Do we understand each other? I don't want to have to do this again with you. Oh, good. Anyway, we're done. You're dismissed. See you tomorrow morning. And don't forget your homework.